The sugarcane aphid is a new pest to the sorghum industry. Early detection and tolerant sorghum hybrids are the best defense on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
We all know that once harvest starts, it's full speed ahead. That's why you need Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster Premium Diesel Fuel. It's specially formulated with 7 top quality additives, including an injection stabilizer for better performance and less downtime. And it's backed by agriculture's best warranty. You'll sleep better knowing you've got Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster in the tank. Assuming, that is, that you stop harvesting long enough to get some sleep.
Peace of mind, powered locally. Cenex is a brand of CHS.
It's true that the bigger your farm equipment gets, the faster you can feed the world, but it's also true that bigger equipment means bigger repair bills. In fact, replacing just one high-tech transmission could set you back $60,000. But not if you protect your investment with Cenex Petroleum Products and the Total Protection Plan for up to 10 years of coverage. The Cenex Total Protection Plan already protects thousands of pieces of equipment. Why not yours?
Less downtime, powered locally. Cenex is a brand of CHS.
Sorghum growers are battling sugarcane aphids. Bug numbers can explode in population and cause 100% crop loss if left uncontrolled. The aphids invade sorghum plants when they're flowering. They secrete honeydew onto the plant, which makes the plant sticky, and the residue gums up machinery, making harvesting difficult. The pest also sucks out some of the nutrients, reducing yield. Rusty Bevel is a sales manager for Alta Seeds. He recommends planting sorghum hybrids with a higher level of tolerance to sugarcane aphid pressure.
And what that means is that there's levels of tolerance within sorghum. So there's some very susceptible hybrids, there's some that are kind of middle of the road, and then there's aphids, or the extremely tolerant hybrids. In a plot, if you had hybrids next to each other, it would prefer the susceptible first, and it would get to you later. So what that does is buy you time, and gives you a lot more time to scout that plant before it gets to a level that's unmanageable.
Bevel says counting 50 aphids per leaf on 30% of your crop is when you need to think about spraying. The good news is there's been a decrease in sugarcane aphids in the past couple of years.
So it hit us hard in 2013 and kind of moved up in 14 and 15 and hit Kansas pretty hard. But producers are learning to manage the crop a little better. Part of that is selecting a hybrid from the get-go that is aphid tolerant. It gives you that extra time and non-preference, I'd say, from the aphid. Doing that and then scouting fields, they're getting in there and spraying earlier, so they're becoming less of an issue.
I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about tolerant sorghum hybrids at agriculture.com.